This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's mountain snowpack is right about average for this time of year across the state. Meteorologist Joe Gratz from the site Open Snow says that bodes well for skiing, and another storm is expected to start later tonight.
It'll snow through early afternoon on Friday. Most mountains will be in the 5 to 10 inch range, with more snow farther west, kind of Aspen, Crested Butte, Vail, Beaver Creek, Steamboat are the more favorite areas, but most areas should get in that 5 to 10 inch range.
Gratz forecasts it will be very windy in the high country tomorrow as well, which could affect travel into the mountains. A coalition of environmental groups are asking state regulators to write new rules to limit the public health effects of oil and gas development. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The new petition from environmentalists asks regulators to reconsider how oil and gas development hurts air quality, especially in low-income communities. It proposes new rules like limited fracking during the summer ozone season or a prohibition on new drilling permits. Oil and gas industry representatives have called it the latest, quote, crusade to ban their work through any means necessary. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will take public comments through December 2nd. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The race for Lauren Boebert's seat in Congress will officially go to recount. Democratic challenger Adam Frisch has already conceded to Boebert, but the recount decision isn't up to him. The two candidates are only separated by about 0.3% of the vote. State law requires an automatic recount whenever a margin is less than half a percentage point. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.